I think that's true, and I don't recall. You know, there were a couple of bites on the apple there. I think the first time around, it was determined that the record was insufficient to determine a lot of
things. That's right, yeah.
And Judge Lincoln was appointed as a master, or whatever. I forgot what he's called. Master, I guess.
I guess so.
And he held some hearings, and the thing eventually came back, and I lose track of the detail, except that there was a product there. Now, for example, some of the, you get, as a lawyer, you know, you get these forms, do you agree to this and that, and law pack, and,
yes,
and how about law, are you willing to have some of your dues go, it seems to me, to the Bar Foundation. On some, what the heck is that?
Well, I think they we are now extended the opportunity to have our dues reduced by the percentage of the funds which would go to legislative lobbying, or that percentage could be donated to the Michigan Bar Foundation.
Yeah, that was. And then there were some other consequences. I noticed the Bar Journal prints ad nauseum the position of the commissioners and various.
I don't really remember the Fall case that well. It didn't turn me on. There were, I mean, that's.
It was more a burr under the saddle.
Yes, it was.
And it was meant to be, I think.
It was meant to be. And it changed the relationship of the bar to the practicing lawyers. You know, there was a time in the court. One of the reasons I loved my work in the Supreme Court, Roger, was because it was so varied. There was the process of selecting the cases we wished to hear by granting leave. We'd identify the cases because we thought the law needed to be clarified in that area, or conflicts in the Court of Appeals needed to be reconciled, or it was an area of the law in which the state of the common law was unjust and needed to be corrected, we thought, or other reasons. Then there was the process of writing the opinions, the studying, the oral arguments, and there was the still additional process of rulemaking, writing the rules of evidence, writing the rules of practice, the civil rules, the criminal rules, which I enjoyed immensely. There was the administrative part of the court, which had to do with working on the budget for the lower courts, so that was a small part of it. So it was so varied. I enjoyed that immensely. And one of the areas I enjoyed most in the court was the opportunity to be engaged in the rulemaking process.
Now, the rules were being rewritten, were they not, in 1981, 82, long in there?
Yeah.
In fact, the 83 rules, I think, of the extant rules of the
court. That's right.